Back here in the place to be, that is Hy-Vee for the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner exclusively on Sunny 99.7 and online at yourfortdodge.com. I'm Rob Jones. Glad to have you along on the program. It's our final edition of Coach's Corner for the winter season. The winter sports season coming to a close, and so this will be our final edition for that season. We'll go on a hiatus for a little while and come back for the summer sports season, but I wanted to, with our final edition of this winter sports season, talk a little Dodger basketball. The Dodger girls with a solid season, and I wanted to review that with my next guest. He's Coach Scott Messerly. Coach, good to have you on the program again, and good to talk to you. I know you'd much rather still be playing in the playoffs, but a pretty solid season for you and your team.
Yeah, we had a pretty decent season. We've seen all of our players progress, you know, throughout the year. Every single one of them got a little better at something. You know, some of them were, you know, took huge strides, some of them took small strides, but, you know, overall, you know, it was a really fun year of basketball. You know, a few more wins on our side would have helped the things a little bit more, but, you know, I don't know, you know, it was a successful year for us, so I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I get where you're saying here. You win 8 games, which is an uptick from 7 for last year, so you got that improvement. But I think that 8 games, I think that's a little bit misleading, because you look at, you had some games that were canceled. You played a little less schedule, less games than normal. And you had, I know, at least one that was canceled that you would have been heavily favored in. And you look at that, and you look at maybe one or two that got away. And you're legitimately then looking at probably a season where you're over 500.
Yeah, we did, you know, we did let a couple games get away, you know, with a pretty good size leads at halftime, including our, you know, our district game where we had a big lead early, and, you know, kind of just, you know, just couldn't put the ball in the basket, more or less. You know, I don't know. There's, you know, it's a, you know, it's one of them things where it could go 50-50 either way, but those are games I think made us grow a little bit, and games we'll win next year too, I think.
Yeah, I think you could take a lot from what you did this year, and I really thought it was almost, this season was almost like two different seasons within a season. Scott Messerly is my guest, the head coach of Dodger girls basketball. And, you know, Coach, what I mean by that is that first half of the season, it looked like you guys were really finding yourself, and then in the second half, you found your identity with a little more transition game, a little more full court pressure, really pushing tempo, that kind of thing, and started to find your stride late in the year.
Yeah, we, you know, it was kind of a difficult season anyway, because, you know, it was games getting canceled with COVID, and then, you know, the schools, Des Moines schools mainly, you know, shutting down, and then, you know, if we didn't get shut down from that, we get shut down, you know, on a remake of a makeup date with a winner, you know, a snow, whatever, and then, you know, maybe a team gets something through their system, you know, through their program again, where we get shut down. You know, it was hard to keep going, and, you know, we also were battling, as everybody was, you know, we had a few kids with COVID, but you know, we were kind of fortunate where we were getting kids that were getting it one at a time, you know, and you know, our girls were really diligent about wearing masks in practice and wearing masks on the bus, and, you know, it made it really nice and easy for us, because they were so good about it, you know, because that's a long year. A season's a long season anyway in basketball. It becomes a long drawn out, a lot of practices in that. And then, you know, when we started the year, I think we went about almost 4 weeks without playing our first game. And we had a scrimmage in there after the first week, but, you know, then all of a sudden you're getting kind of stale in practice too. And we fought through that. You know, we're one of the few teams in our conference that played, you know, from November 8th or 9th, whenever we started, till the end, you know, without getting shut down. And, you know, and I'm pretty proud of our kids for that, too.
Yeah, yeah, and there's something to be said for that, too, and continuing to be diligent and be vigilant about that, I think says a lot about the character of your players. You lose in your playoff game. You win a playoff game against Sioux City North pretty convincingly. It's big for the program, big for you in your third year now to get a playoff win there, and then you drop one to Sioux City East in the regional semifinals, 63-53. But that was a game where, you know, you had a lead. You really were competitive. And I think you opened a lot of eyes down there in Sioux City in that game against an East team that was, I think, 17-4 going into that game. I think you came out with earned a little bit of respect, I guess, in that game. Really kind of pushed them and kind of gave them all they wanted, I thought.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, that when you're playing in that regional final game, you know, that a team's not going to really overlook anybody, but when you kind of glance at somebody's record, you know, and when they're sitting there with, nine wins, whatever we had, and, but, you know, they got a game that wasn't, you know, with an eight-win team, I thought. You know, we were better than an eight-win team, I think, at that point. And, you know, we gave them our best shot. You know, I tell people if we play 10 times, we probably split, say the truth, you know, just be honest, because I think we were really well matched. You know, it was a team that, you know, wasn't full of, you know, 6'3 girls, anything like that. You know, pretty good guards, pretty good forwards, just pretty much like us a little bit. You know, they played maybe their defensive pressure is a little bit better, you know, but they played a defense that was, you know, you don't see it every day.
Yeah.
1-3-1, and they were able to switch defenses. We didn't see that much this year. You know, if somebody plays man, they're going to play man the whole game. They're just going to be good at it. If they're going to play 2-3, whatever they're going to play. But I thought our girls did a nice job, you know, hitting gaps and the ball movement, things like that. But, you know, we played really hard. We got, you know, the girls got tired, and I could tell. But, you know, in that, when it comes down to that time of year, this time of year, where, you know, they got to play a lot of minutes and they got to dig down and find it. They really did, I thought. And, you know, they left it all out there. They were tired after the game. You know, they usually they're in there, you know, taking their shoes off and they're ready to get moving. But they sat down on the bench when I talked to them after the game, and they were tired. So.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of energy. You had to expend a lot of energy. That game was one of those games where, you know, I was there courtside, and I could see it. You know, it was up and down. You know, it was pedal to the metal, and that takes a lot out of both teams. you know, I thought in that game, really the difference was, and I do think you're right about being pretty evenly matched, I really thought the difference came down to, you know, they hit shots in situations that you didn't hit shots in. Kayla Benson specifically for them that had, I think, 22 in the game, started slow but came on in the second half, and I thought probably the key play was where she hit that 35 or 40 footer right before the end of the third quarter buzzer to make the game a 9 or 10 point game on that three. I thought that was a momentum killer for you right there before the third quarter ended.
Oh, I thought so too. And you know, you know, as a coach, you get mad when that thing goes in, but it's really, it's nobody's fault. You know, it's one of them. You see it happen on SportsCenter about every night somewhere in the country, and it just happened on a night where, like you said, we went from being down probably 6 at the end of the third, you know, to a 9, and that's it wasn't out of reach by any means. But then you're really expending a lot of energy trying to. You're trying to catch up. You're trying to play fast on the offense. You're just playing fast and fast and fast, you know. And that's what when things get difficult is because they're getting so tired on both ends. They're trying to do everything quickly, and you know, rather than, you know, they're looking at the lead as we're down by 8. We got to make an 8-point basket right now, you know, things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And as a coach, you start getting a little antsy too. Like we got to make, you know, we got to score, you know, and they're going faster and faster. And I don't know, it could have gone either way. And, you know, I liked our matchup. You know, after the game, I really, really liked the matchup, actually. You know, going over there, we had film and things, but, you know, I just wasn't real sure, but I seen them beat some teams in that conference that I didn't think were real good, but they're a good team, you know. But then they, you know, they came over here in the sub-state game over to our conference, you know, to one of our top teams in the conference, sitting about the same record, and, you know, and got buried. You know, Southeast Polk beat them pretty good, and you know that's kind of says the CIML conference, you know, compared to the conference in Western Iowa there. So.
Coach Scott Messerly, Dodger Girls Basketball, my guest. You guys have seen an uptick. I mean, your first year, you guys won 2 games. Your second year, 7. This year was 8 with a playoff win, and I think that playoff win's important. You know, I know you don't know exactly what your, you know, schedule's going to be or whatever, but I feel like you got to expect a little bit more, a step forward with so much coming back for next season.
Yeah, we kind of expect it. You know, we got a couple of good seniors to replace, but we played pretty much 8 or 9 kids all year long, and they played pretty much. You know, we kind of go by, and the kids do too. You know, they don't think that way, but they kind of know how we think. Is, you know, it doesn't matter how if you start the game, it's if you finish a game for us, and
right.
That's what we kind of run into. You know, with our group is. We got a, you know, I can use an example, Ellie White. You know, she come off the bench every game this year. She didn't start 1 game, but you know, I leaned on her a lot this year, and you know, and she probably was 6 or 7 off the bench all the time. So, you know, we got depth with our kids. We got kids we developed this year. You know, that were freshmen and sophomores that we expect. You know, Laney Mail to step in, Peyton Hively to step in. You know, we can go down the list, but it's you know, the future is pretty bright. You know, in next year and the next few years, because they're learning a lot from these kids that are juniors that I've had when I came in. You know, and they kind of know what I expect. I kind of know what they can do and what they can't do, and it's all kind of coming together now. So.
Coach Scott Messerly is my guest, Fort Dodge Girls Basketball. Coach, you're going to return everybody but T.K. Doster and Cheyenne Miller-Hamid. Cheyenne unfortunately got hurt at the end of the year and missed most of your run there at the end of the season where you put a win streak together. T.K. was a big part of what you did in that stretch, too. You're going to graduate those two, and I know that those two have been really big for your program. Talk about your two seniors a little. Little bit.
You know, both of them, Tristan kind of, she just kind of speaks for herself. She is probably the smallest center that we, of anybody we play by far, you know, especially CIML. They're all over 6 foot. Usually there's 2 or 3 of them. She battles. She, you know, she'll get 10 rebounds a game. She'll fight you. You know, she may only score. We, you know, we had games where she didn't score any points, and you know, she keeps a level head. You know, she doesn't worry about. She never says anything. You know, I only had 1 point last night. She just kind of goes with the flow. She really don't care. I mean, in the midst of okay, I didn't score tonight, but I got 10 rebounds. She's gonna do you good, whatever. Whenever she's on the floor, you're going to get her best effort, and she's going to do her best. And, you know, she's usually going to get a whole bunch of rebounds. She's going to make a good pass. She's going to set good picks, whatever. And that's what we're going to miss about T.K. Doster. And Cheyenne was kind of just a little bit of everything. You know, I seen her hit some game-winning shots. I seen her grab, you know, we've challenged her to get 10 rebounds. We've seen her, you know, she's just an all-around good player for us. She came up in the system. I got her as a sophomore, and then she was up with me the rest of the way. She's played a lot of basketball. She's, as Tristan is too, both of them are really, really good kids and will be very successful. And that's a lot of it is, you know, when they turn out to be really nice young ladies. you know, they're going to be successful at their jobs, going through college, whatever. And that's all we hope for. So,
absolutely, absolutely right. And we want to wish them the best for sure as they move on from the program. Good, solid season. You know, one game under 500 against your schedule, I think, is a pretty solid year. And I think that really that's even skewed a little bit. So I thought you put your best foot forward there, especially late. And I think that there's a lot for folks to be excited about when it comes to Dodger girls basketball moving forward.
Yeah, I hope it is. I think we're closing the gap on the big schools. We're past the middle group, you know, of the CIML, and that's, we want to be in the upper echelon. And I think with the, you know, we made strides with really not a lot much going on in the summer because we couldn't get in the gym with, you know, the COVID, and we couldn't even be together, really, you know, because we had some softball players that we didn't want to, you know, get into that group there, you know, with combining kids or whatever. So I think this summer we'll have a solid summer where we're going to get to camps, we'll be able to do our thing, you get in the gym a lot, and you'll see a lot of improvement out of kids that we didn't have. You know, they all made improvement, but you'll see huge strides next year, I guarantee you.
Coach, I appreciate the time. Was an enjoyable season and been a good one, and looking forward to doing it again next year.
Yeah, thank you for the coverage, Robbie. You did a great job for us.